Hey, this is Dexter Seitz.
My name's Caleb Wood.
My name is Billy McLaughlin.
And you're listening.
You are listening to
the Drum Report.
To the GoPro Drum Report.
To GoPro Drum Report.
On Verbmoto.
On Verbmoto.
On Verbmoto.
Sunday. Prepare to get annihilated with an awesome opportunity. Featuring your favorite motocross brand, Verbmoto. Win a grand prize of a Yamaha Wolverine R-Max 2 1000 Sport. 2 2024 Yamaha TTR 110E motorcycles. And $20,000 cash. But wait, there's more. There's also additional weekly prizes. New merch, pocket-breaking prizes, our pockets, definitely not your pockets. The more you buy, the more points you earn. We're stacking points, baby. Come get them. Visit shopverb.com for more or dial 1-800-VERB-MOTO. That's not a real number. Don't call us, please. No purchase necessary. Rules and regulations apply. See shopverb.com for official rules.
Welcome to another episode of the Grom Report. I am your host, Brad Gebhardt. With me on the line, very special guest, Mayla Herrick. Mayla, how's it going?
I'm good.
Not doing too bad whatsoever myself. How are things down in Oklahoma? Probably a little bit warmer than up here in Canada, yeah?
Yeah, it was a little chilly in the mornings, but it's good.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, it's like that'll toughen you up a little bit. But after two straight weeks in Texas, racing at both Freestone and then heading on up to Oak Hill, which is a storied racetrack for amateur racing, Spring Nationals, for the most part, in the rearview mirror now. How'd they go?
They were pretty good. Just a lot of the mistakes I do just cost me, but I know what I need to improve on.
Cool. So before we get too far into what's going on with your program today, let's spin the clocks back a little bit. Mayla Herrick, all the way from like just north of Denver, Colorado. Tell me a little bit about yourself. You've been racing for about 7 years now, if I'm not mistaken. Absolutely love it. And you got some skills behind the controls there, girl.
Yeah, thank you.
So how long have you been racing? How long have you been riding? And how did you come to the decision to train down with Robbie Rayner down in Oklahoma?
You know, I started racing when I was 7, just messing around. My dad got me a bike, a P-Dub, when I was 5, and I just fell in love with it.
Awesome.
And when we first decided to go to Rayner's, we were racing Kylie Stallings in the girls' class, mm-hmm. and we wanted to see, you know, where she was getting all her speed from, so we just went down there to try, and we really liked it there. You know, Rob and his family are really nice and welcoming, and it's just an awesome place.
That's pretty great. Do you ever see Robbie and his old man kind of get into it a little bit, a little father and son arguments, or do they keep it civil?
Not yet, because his son's he's little. So he's not really any of that.
Fair enough. What about old man Raynard, Rob Raynard? He was Robbie's mechanic for so many years.
Yeah, he still rides sometimes on the weekends. He's cool. He's funny.
I love it. So are you there full time? Like that's basically where you call home now?
Not really full time. We haven't been there. I've only been there like one day in this new year.
Okay.
Because I've been down in Florida for Spring Nationals training.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've only been there for about a day.
Okay. So yeah, that's not a whole lot of time down there. But so did you also race the Daytona Amateur Supercross as well?
No, we didn't register in time, but we went down there to watch the pros.
Okay, yeah, well, watch those guys do their thing. When you watch a guy like Jet Lawrence, who is absolutely just taking over right now, like, are you able to kind of like watch what he does and kind of bring some of that into what you do, or is you just kind of blown away by what he does, just like everybody else?
It's kind of both. Like when the way he like rides and stuff, it's definitely cool to watch. But I definitely like want to ride like how he does.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to have like my own kind of style.
How would you describe your style and then what you're able to do on the bike?
You know, I've been doing really good with, like, doubling the bumps and, like, the getting like preload and all that, but I'm definitely a smoother rider, and I don't really ride like super, super aggressive like a lot of people do, but I just like, I like to just have fun and just kind of, it kind of looks like I'm cruising, but I'm not. That's just kind of how I ride.
That's fair. Like, saving some energy out there and using that to your advantage to knock down some titles. You've had a lot of success in the girls class, and I'm sure you're going to be more than successful in WMX. How excited were you to hear that the WMX series is making more of a comeback and is going to be showcased more than ever starting this year going forward?
It's definitely really cool. I'm not able to race it yet, but it's definitely really, really cool to see all the women out there shredding.
Does watching like women racing kind of give you extra motivation? Like, do you like watching women's races?
I mean, yeah, it's cool. Doesn't really give you like motivation, but I've beat all of the women that race, and I know them all. They're all cool.
That's cool.
I don't know. It's cool to watch.
That's fair enough. You'll be on the starting line with them soon enough. 14 years old, so yeah, just in a couple of years from now, you'll probably be on a 250F. You're currently racing Super Mini, correct?
Super Mini and Mini Senior.
Okay, fair enough. So when it comes to qualifying for Loretta's, I think that's probably maybe one of the most marquee events on the amateur national circuit. Where do you focus on as far as qualifying goes in order to, like, as far as building your schedule around where you're going to go ahead and do that?
We go more East Coast. We used to do West Coast, but now we do, like, Northeast, Southeast, regionals. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. So, which do you prefer? Do you like tracks on the East Coast or the West Coast?
I like the East Coast. I haven't really been to the West Coast in quite a while, but East Coast is fun because it's all sandy and stuff, but it's cool.
Well, you got to get in your parents' ear and say that you want to go to World Mini. It's a Verb event that's happening April 4th. It's a little bit last minute, but April 4th through 7th. That's at Mesquite. Have you ever been to Mesquite MX?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, then you got to go back. You got to go race World Mini. Fair enough.
Well, I think I'll be at home for that.
You're going to be at home? What are you going to be doing at home? Just, like, getting ready for the NHL playoffs?
Nah.
So, Mela Herrick, you've got one of the sponsors that is possibly one of the most aspirational brands in the sport of motocross. You're a Fox athlete, and you've been able to be part of some of their drops and their exclusive gear throughout the last couple of years. How cool is it to work with a company like Fox?
It's definitely a really good opportunity. All the people over there are really nice. It's an awesome brand to be a part of.
What was your favorite gear from either this last year or this year? The stuff I saw you in, I think it was for Springading, that the red and black stuff. That was good looking gear.
Yeah, I like the orange, but the like Loretta's gear, like the exclusive gear, was awesome. I like that gear a lot.
I liked that gear right up until the rains came, and then I couldn't tell any of you guys apart.
Yeah.
That wasn't ideal. Do you do a lot of training in the mud to prepare for stuff like that? Because you'll be heading back to the ranch again this year, girl, and would not be surprised if there's some soggy conditions again.
Yeah, whenever it rains, we don't really stop riding. We just go through it because you never know. They're not going to just stop racing because of rain. So we tend to just practice in the mud whenever there's a chance.
No kidding. Yeah, you just got to go out there and do it. You work on the suspension side of things. You work with Racetech. You work with a local tuner out there. What brought you to working with Racetech to get the bike handling as well as it can?
Well, when I moved up to Big Wheels for a Super Mini, I was having a lot of trouble with the front wheel and the front end. And it was like really uncomfortable and hard to ride. And our friend Jonathan Getz, he recommended Torres, like Racetech, so we sent it out, and it was just amazing how it works with the bike, with the front end, feels really comfortable, and it's just very easy to ride with.
Well, there you go. Yeah, if you can increase that comfortability on the bike, that's just going to drop your lap times and help you push even faster. So what are some of the things that you've been working on lately, both with at the Raynards as well as when you're down in Florida, to sort of like, yeah, to drop those lap times, feel more confident on the track? Like, where have you made some gains here in 2024?
I definitely need to work on my like entry speed coming into the turns. And just attacking the turns a lot harder. But, you know, I've been working on, like, my endurance on and off the track, doing long motos, running, and it helps.
What's a long moto for Mela Herrick? Like my arms pump up after about three or four laps. I think you could probably go a little longer than that.
Well, when we're at Raynard's, before Loretta's, we do, like, 25-minute motos. But at Loretta's, my motos don't tend to be as long. Like, girls' motos only, like, 12 or 15 minutes. Same with mini senior.
Yeah.
So, but we do, like, 20 and 25 just as hard as you can.
There you go. So you're just, like, flat out. You basically get build up some fitness so that when you do race those 12 or 15-minute races, like, it basically feels like nothing, huh?
Yeah.
That's badass. So, who do you ride with on a regular basis? Who are some of your riding mates that sort of make the day-to-day interactions at the track just a little bit more fun?
There's, like, a couple regulars out at Raynard's. We have Kylie, Abercottle. He lives out there. My little brother, I ride with him. Blake, but we don't really ride with him much because he's a supercross guy.
Yeah,
I see that. All of those people out there are pretty fun to ride with.
No doubt. Yeah, having good people around when you're at the track is always makes the whole day a little bit better. When it comes to riding and training, there's always I hope that there's some time for fun on the dirt bike. What do you work on, or what are some of the things that you do that are just sort of like some fun drills or some different skills that you work on the bike so that you can just increase that overall bike skill?
Sometimes. We go on the start, and he makes like a kind of like a flat track, and we have to try to drift around the turns. Or we push foot down to work on our balance and have fun. But when we do starts, that's probably one of my favorite things. Starts are really fun for me, but yeah.
Well, certainly, yeah. Like you being quite small in stature, I think that like starts is definitely something you definitely have a leg up with. When you go to a track like Loretta's, it's a pretty small track, all things considered, compared to most full scale motocross tracks. What do you focus on a track like that in order to be successful? The start's important, and also obviously having a bike that can handle those big bumps.
You know, it's kind of hard to explain, but Loretta's is just, it's crazy, and you have to prepare on so many different levels, and we ride, like, a rough track, Rob doesn't really prep the track during the week to get it as rough as possible, and in comparison to Loretta's is one of the gnarliest tracks you'll ever ride, and it's just, you have to have endurance and not be able to pass out, you have to get good starts. Because a good start at Loretta's is everything, and you just can't make mistakes, and you have to be flawless out there.
No, you certainly do, and you've been able to do exactly that, having a lot of success not only at the ranch but the qualifying and the other spring nationals. Where did you sort of develop the competitive drive to be able to rise to the current level you're currently at? It's been impressive to watch you sort of rise quite quickly.
Yeah, growing up. I have some older siblings. You know, I don't really like to lose. And my younger brother, he tries to beat me in certain things in race, and I just don't like getting beat. So it just kind of pans out. But growing up, I just always competitive with my siblings in everything we do. So
what's something that you're competitive about with your siblings that's like a little bit ridiculous?
Say that again.
Like, what's something that you guys like get competitive about that? Like, it's almost get to the point of getting a little bit petty.
My brother tries to race me on foot or on anything we're on. He says, ready, set, go. And I don't like losing to him or really him at, like, mostly I don't like losing to him because he's my younger brother. But
of course.
But we do, like, me and my friends, too, we do, like, competitions on, like, the trampoline, golf. Sometimes we try to see who can hit it farthest. And it's just, like, mainly the most petty thing is just me and my brother whenever we're on, like, doing races because I just don't like losing to him.
Fair enough. So basically, like, if you're challenged in any way, let everybody know Mela Herrick doesn't like to lose, period. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good trait to have. I think that's going to take you a good distance in this world, girl. So who do you like look up to the most as far as racers that are sort of kind of fuel the fire and make you the athlete that you are?
My favorite rider personally is probably Chase Sexton.
Okay.
I like his riding style a lot. He like looks really smooth on the bike, and just his story about just everything. He's working really hard lately, and I don't know, I just like, there's just something about him. He has like really good just traits, and he's just a really cool guy.
I like that. Absolutely. No, he does. That's a great person to look up to. Super hardworking, hard on his sleeve kind of guy. And yeah, that's a role model and a half right there. Like, even at only the age of 14, you yourself are someone who, like, some kids are starting to look up to and want to be, like, find you an influential person. Like, what does that mean to you as far as being able to sort of be a good role model for young athletes? And is that an easy thing for you to sort of, like, kind of wrap your head around, that people might already start looking up to you even though you're still quite young?
I mean, it's definitely crazy because I was once that little kid looking up to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole nother, like, feeling when there's a little kid wanting to take a picture with you or something. It's just crazy.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a foreign concept for most, and certainly at your age, probably coming about that a lot sooner than you probably thought. But that's what happens when you're as fast as you are, and honestly, you show a lot of skill, a lot of determination, and you put in the results. What's on the schedule coming up as far as your racing? I'm sure you'll probably hit the track more than a few times before the gate drops for Loretta's.
Yeah, right now we're going to an area qualifier in Virginia.
Okay.
So our next up races are just qualifiers.
Is that High Point?
No, it's Birch Creek, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. But I think just next up is just qualifiers and then regionals.
Qualifiers, regionals, and then, you're 14 years old, What would be the timeline, or you think that you would probably jump onto a 250F? One of the things that, obviously very common with especially WMX is, like, usually smaller in stature as far as the size of the athletes. You could probably be on a Super Mini for quite some time. But when do you think you might start putting some time on a 250F?
I'm not really sure yet. I kind of want to try a 125 maybe next year.
Okay. Good
but,
plan.
Gas
makes a
not
nice
really
one.
Sure.
Maybe
yeah.
A 150.
Yeah. I'm not really sure about the whole 250 game yet because I need to gain like 20 pounds in order to even be able to ride it.
Mm-hmm.
But so I definitely just need to like gain some weight and work hard in the gym and get stronger before I move up to that.
Fair enough. Do you like spending time in the gym? I know sometimes, like, there's some people that they shy away from putting in some serious time at the gym. You strike me as the kind of person that probably just eats that up.
Yeah, I do. We do the gym at Rob's about 3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
Before we ride. Sometimes it gets really hard, and it's definitely super tiring, but it all pays off, and it all works out in the end.
That's awesome and great. Yeah, great message for any kids listening at home. So with that being said, what kind of advice would you have for a young racer that sees where you're at and wants to get there one day?
Definitely, like, when the times get tough and it's feel like everyone's against you, or you're not riding how you normally are, or not feeling like yourself. You need to just take a step back, realize what you're doing, and just go out there and have fun, and it'll all pay off one day.
There you go. That's some pretty sound advice. I know you've got an impressive list of sponsors, including Oakley, who happens to also hook me up. Give those sponsors some love, and then I'll let you get going on for the rest of your evening.
Yeah. We have Fox, you know. They hook me up with all my gear, head to toe. Oakley, they keep my vision insanely clear. And all the people over there are amazing. We have Race Tech. Mika Metals helps me out, the grips, and chains, and all that. And then,
you're good.
VP, Moto Muck, their soap is amazing if you guys need anything, you know. And then Sun Enterprises, Dunlop, you know, their MX-14 and MX-34 is my favorite tire, 100%. Rao Designs, they do my graphics. They keep my bikes looking amazing. Hammer Nutrition. I think, who else? Pro Circuit. I just got Pro Circuit triple clamps and pipes, and it's amazing. Faster USA.
Nice.
And, you know, everyone else that supports me.
That's super sick, girl. Well, glad to hear you're getting hooked up, and I'm sure by the time that we talk next, that list will only become longer. Mela Herrick here on the Verb Pod Network. This has been the Grom Report. Thanks for the time, girl.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome.